Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, May 25th, 2005.
Oh, I did read
We're
that.
Convening the House Special Committee on Budget, Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety. Today we are considering the budget for Criminal Justice Commission, and it's House Bill 5080, and we are beginning a work session. Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, this is, as the chair mentioned, the Criminal Justice Commission work session. I will be making one adjustment to a number when we get to that point in the budget. We have some updated numbers on an other funds issue that we got just a few days ago. As you know, that the Criminal Justice Commission is sort of a primary actor in the public safety arena. It is an area, or an agency, excuse me, that brings together a number of different actors or representatives of various factions or groups in the public safety, DAs, judges, correctional type of people into one place, and they provide policy advice and other advice to the governor on issues around state criminal justice policy. Their primary function set out in statute is to maintain a state criminal justice policy and a comprehensive long-range plan to coordinate services across the system. They haven't been entirely successful at doing that, in large part because they've always had other functions added to them. During the last interim, they were the primary staff for the governor's public safety task force or work groups, of which were three or four major ones, and they were the primary staff for that. They also have some functions in the forfeiture oversight area. The law enforcement contact policy, which is also sometimes referred to as racial profiling in the law enforcement, and to put a plug into them, they are very valuable to our office in terms of helping with fiscal impact statements on crime-related bills. They are the ones that take a look at the databases and also talk to DAs and others in the system to determine what the impact in terms of incarceration impacts and things like that are on fiscal impact statements. So we find them very, very valuable during session. There is a bill that accompanies this budget, House Bill 3029, which we did not, I'm not sure if we have it, if the sub or the full committee has it in possession yet. If they do, it's just been in the last day or two, so we were unable to schedule it. We'll bring that back as soon as we're able to schedule it, and that bill transfers the juvenile crime prevention grants from this agency to the Commission of Children and Family, and that's been assumed in both of those agency budgets. Again, as I have in the past few work sessions, I'll use the worksheet which is attached to this document or to the memo that is in front of you and use that for the work session.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Wilson, I think has the Senate changed? Theirs does not transfer that to they transfer it to DHS, right? And they have not changed that, and House transfers it to Commission on Children and Families.
Mr. Chair, Representative Wisnett, I believe the Senate does transfer to the Commission, but they make a sizable reduction to it, and it's either a $2 million reduction or it's reduced to $2 million. I can't remember which one. Becky, it's a $2 million reduction, but it's still in the Commission's, it's assumed to be in the Commission's budget. Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, going to the worksheet package 070, this is a revenue shortfall. It's assumed in the governor's budget, and this lines up the differences between what the budget developed as a beginning balance for some federal grants and the forfeiture funds that would flow into this agency. It reduces them downward. The beginning balance will be slightly larger than recognized in this budget, and that will be adjusted in the budget system when the time comes. Package 090 just reflects a smart buy savings for this agency. Again, that is assumed in the governor's budget. I should make note, we're working through two divisions or budget units. The first one is called Sentencing Policy and Research, is the core functions of the agency. The second function, which we'll get to in a couple minutes, is the Juvenile Crime Prevention Grants, which actually goes away if you follow through with LFO recommendations. Package 101, this partially backfills the reduction in the forfeiture related other funds that were taken in earlier in the package 070. It also includes a little bit of money backfilling some of the lost federal funds to make sure there's enough rent in the budget. We'll come back and visit rent as an issue in a few minutes. The governor included this in his budget, and we agree except for adjusting the PERS rate for the position that is the part-time position that is restored. Or excuse me, the FTE that is restored. Package 104, for very small agencies, of which this is a small agency now and shrinking, the budget development process allows for fully funding the second merit. In larger agencies of usually 10 employees or more generally, the agency usually absorbs that second merit. In smaller agencies, the budget is built assuming that there are not usually vacancies that may, there's a high probability there are not sufficient vacancies to provide that second merit. What the governor proposes here is not to take care of the general fund portion of second merit, but do put in the limitation for the federal funded portions of the positions. LFO recommendation is to agree with what the governor put in his budget. Package 107, the governor proposed eliminating the funding in the budget for the Law Enforcement Contact Committee. The work around that, again, that is the often referred to as racial profiling. The co-chair on both the House and the Senate side did not agree with the governor on that issue, and so our recommendation is to not accept the governor's cut in this, so that money is put back in the budget in our recommendation. Right now, the agency contracts with Portland State University in providing the services around that around this program, but the commission still has oversight and control of that contract and the outcomes of that work. Finally, in this section, in the governor's budget, the package 300, which is really the transfer of the juvenile crime prevention grants, the governor had proposed retaining one of the positions that had been part of the juvenile crime prevention grant and turn it into a policy analyst position, for lack of a better term, to provide greater support in the primary responsibilities of the commission. While we think that is valuable, the co-chairs on both sides, again, the House and Senate, did not include this position in the in their budget. There is a significant amount of rent in this package, more so than what would go along with the one single position that was provided for and then taken away in our recommendation. This will cause a potential shortage in rent for the agency, but they're also in a large space where they used to have many employees, and they're now down to five or six employees. So you'll see in a minute, in terms of outstanding issues, that we're using this as an encouragement to DAS and the agency to find, either shrink the space they're in or find new space for them to go into to really match what rent level they have in their budget.
How is this an encouragement?
Because we're taking more rent away. We're taking quite a bit of rent resources away as part of this package.
Okay.
Question, Sam.
Representative Hanson.
Thank you. Does it still, if we're talking about moving to a smaller facility, which obviously makes sense, is there enough money left in there to handle the expense of the move?
There should be.
Okay.
There is, and I'll come over and carry boxes for the commission.
Better you than me.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Hannah.
Do we know the amount of rent in that number?
$47,000 roughly, I believe. I can check real quick. Out of the $251,000.
Okay.
Well, $251,000 is also including one FTE.
Right.
And so that, okay, before you're done, though, we can talk specifically about how much rent there is, and I'd like to, we'd like to get more okay. information on that.
Package 801 is the standard PERS reduction and attorney general rate. And then package 811, this is our recommendation, was not part of the co-chair's budget, but they have had a budget finance accounting position in the past when they were a larger agency and had the juvenile crime prevention grants. That position was merited because grant, when you have a significant grant program, there's quite a bit of work in terms of accounting and things that go along with that. We're recommending that this position be eliminated, but retain some of the funds, and it's $40,000. And we've made arrangements with the Department of Corrections. The executive director of the commission has talked to the director of corrections, and both Pam and myself have talked to the staff over there, and they will pick up the responsibilities for a small fee or a $40,000 fee to cover their budget, accounting, and other sort of central services that need be. I will warn you, though, that if the commission, and there is a chance that they may, as part of the meth initiative, gather some new responsibilities, this issue will have to be revisited as part of that bill, if because one of the proposals that, that may be out there is having the commission play a role in grants to drug courts, we'd have to take a look at the workload that that might appear. But for now, in the current state of what this agency will likely be, I think this is a good arrangement. Corrections, one reason for corrections, it's a rather short-term reason, but the person that was in this position until a few months ago now works for the Department of Corrections and has the intimate knowledge of the budget and the accounting for this commission's activities.
Did you say that this $40,000 that is going to be handled for paid for payroll and accounting had also been bid to DAS and that they were going to be at $70,000?
No, I think they were at between 30 and 40,000, I can't remember the exact number, for the biennium. But we felt that you'd probably get better service from corrections, excuse me, DAS, and mainly because of the person that's out there that had done the commission's budgeting and accounting before.
Okay.
Package 812, this is a package that came in after the governor's budget was developed. There is some remaining funds from the Byrn grant that the commission received in 2003-05 biennium that partially paid for some of these activities around the governor's various task forces and the meth initiatives that have happened this biennium. These funds, the remaining funds, are being used in terms of a program called No Meth, which the commission has contracted with the Oregon Partnership, and this is relating to education and outreach functions around prevention in the use of meth by youth. And it says $100,000 here. We'd like to move that down to $75,000. There's some new information that we received yesterday that they do not have $100,000. They estimate that the ending balance for this biennium would be $75,000. So when the motion is made to pass this budget out, we'll give you a new number for the other funds. And then finally, 813 is the 3% reduction in the general fund that is part of all budgets that have general fund in them in the House. And in this case, it's $8,400. That is the sentencing policy and research portion or unit of the budget. Turning the page to the next page, which is page 8 or 9, this is the juvenile crime prevention. The actions here take care of the budget to a point and then transfer the entire budget to the commission. And so, for example, on package 070, this reflects reduction from the expected reduction in the amount of federal funds that flow into this program. So the budget was reduced by $626,000. Package 104 is similar to a budget package earlier in the other unit, which would fully fund the merit increase for the small agency on the federal side, not the general fund side. Package 105 is increasing A position from 0.91 to 1.0 is a cost of just under $9,000 general fund. That was assumed in the governor's budget and in the transfer. In the transfer, though, they lose one of the positions that takes place, that is there. But to match what the commission received and what this commission is giving to what the commission for children and family are receiving, we recommend approval of this package just to make sure things are in sync. And then package 300 is the transfer. This package has a value of just under $6.6 million. General fund, $3.3 million federal funds. These are being transferred to the Commission on Children and Family. As I mentioned before, one of the positions had been retained in the governor's budget by the commission, and the recommendation is that that position not be retained. That was in package 300 earlier on in the discussion. And, Mr. Chair, that is the LFO recommendations and suggestions for this budget.
Okay, we have questions. First, Representative Hannon, if you have any on, you brought up the issue of rent.
Well, I guess what I would like to have, and I'm not sure that it's appropriate for today, but I guess we do know now that the amount of rent reduction out of package 300 under sentencing policy and research
is $47,496.
This is another one of those cases, Mr. Chairman, where I wish we knew the total square footage and the cost per foot and that type of thing.
The cost per foot is going to be standard.
Is it a 140?
They are currently in the Department of Agriculture building, which is a DAS-owned building.
Okay.
How much? What is the total footage?
I would have to get that for you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I would say the...
Would you identify yourself?
Craig Prinz, Executive Director for the Criminal Justice Commission. I would say it's roughly... I would say it's at least 5,000 square feet. It's large for us, and most of it's broken up into cubicles right now. I think Doug's right that we will not need to have that size of place. But that's a rough estimate. I can get that information to you.
I'd like to know, but the reason, of course, is that you're now going down to 5 employees. This is a biennial budget. It starts as of July 1st. You've got a few months. If this is a business and you're going from where you were to where you are, you'll be looking for a different space, and you wouldn't wait a year or two to do that because of the cost involved. And so would you mind just telling the committee what is the plan for relocation or for reducing space?
Mr. Chairman, to be very honest, with what Doug mentioned about the meth task force, I feel like I don't know what is going to end up with my agency. We might be administering drug court grants, and so we've been in a real change mode since I've come in December with the move of employees to the Commission on Children and Families. To be honest, I feel like it's a bit, I don't know what I'm going to end up with. That being said, obviously I'll work with DAS and Ms. Gilbert to see where we can go, but I hate to say this in late May, but I still feel like it's difficult to say how many employees I'm going to end up with. The difficulty also is, as far as the moving, we have to move the databases that we have that we house statistics for. I'm a little concerned about how we do that. That would be my main concern, is making sure I get all the computers moved. So,
Why would that be a difficulty? I mean, moving computers. These are the moving boxes.
It is because we've had some. That's my main concern, is making sure that we have good support for those computer data systems. So, in planning for the change, I just want to make sure that we're in an area where we can have good support from DAS. I don't have any computer support internally, really, so when I talk about planning for the move, my main concern is that I want to be somewhere we can get good support computer-wise.
I see.
That's about as far as I've been able to do, and I will work on that once I understand in the next few weeks what's going on with this drug court idea.
Certainly understand. Representative Henson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Doug, will that five FTE shift to children and families, will that impact children and families space requirements?
Mr. Chair, Representative Hansen, it probably does. I'm not sure how much room is there in the Equitable building, which is leased space downtown. They probably have enough room, but I'd have to check.
Mr. Chair, I know from experience that the Commission on Children and Families went through a significant reduction last year, and I don't think they moved space. I don't know if they gave up, so they should have plenty of space to take an additional five. Cause I think they were cut 20 slots or something in the last minute.
Okay.
Well, I guess just my comment is that we're shifting programs, you know, in the budget. If you've got roughly the same five people doing the same type of work, I wouldn't think that like July 1 they would necessarily have to pack their files and cubicle stuff and move to the children and families, that there may be a transitionary period where they might still be working out of their same space.
Yeah, well, whatever the transition is. Yeah.
And Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, if Craig or Mr. Prinz receives additional responsibilities by the end of session, when that bill passes through Ways and Means or the House and Senate Budget Committees, will ensure that resources are put back in for rent associated with those positions and any other support, including if it's a large enough function, may have to put back in the budget position if there's enough responsibility and activities for that.
Okay, good. Well, that clarifies that for us. Thank you. Any questions on the presentation by LFO on the Criminal Justice Commission's various packages? If not, we could accept a recommendation relating to accepting the LFO recommendations and listing the various packages that have been referred to. Would you want to make that motion?
Yes, I'll be glad to, Mr. Chair.
Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the subcommittee accept LFO's recommended changes to the governor's recommended budget to HB 5080, Criminal Justice Commission, including packages 070, 090, 101, 104, 107, 300, 801, 811, 812, 813, 070, 104, 105, and 300.
Representative Wisnant moves acceptance of LFO's recommendations relating to House Bill 5080, the Criminal Justice Commission's budget with the enumerated packages. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, LFO's recommendations are accepted. Mr. Wilson?
Moving to back to the memo on page 2, I've listed a couple outstanding issues. One of them deals with the asset forfeiture activity. There is an upcoming court decision. I'm not sure exactly how long that will take, but that's dealing with the constitutionality of ballot measure 3 and civil forfeitures. And there's also a bill that I think Representative Olson is sponsoring that deals with that. Also, it's one of those things that may have to be that could affect the budget and the activities of this agency. I believe Representative Olson's bill keeps the same percentage share going to the commission for its oversight activities as the current law has in it, but it divides the money up in other areas differently. I think we've talked about the second bullet, which is rent. Again, that the rent is reduced in this budget sort of as an encouragement to look for other space. If you walk into their offices, it's a long way without people in it from the front of the office back to the back of the office. The third bullet, the primary mission of the commission is to develop and maintain a statewide, statewide policy and a comprehensive long-range plan for the Criminal Justice Commission, or for the criminal justice system. Like I said before, they have been unable to keep this, and LFO is recommending that budget note that's listed there, that the commission should refocus its efforts during the 05-07 biennium to developing an up-to-date long-range plan for the criminal justice system. The commission is instructed to report to the 07 legislature as part of its presentation to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means and to the Judiciary Committees on the contents and findings of the updated long-range plan. I did a little editing there after Ways and Means, if you can strike budget presentation. That language is not necessary. So we are recommending, and the co-chairs have agreed, and also recommend the inclusion of this budget note into the working papers of this budget. And then those are the outstanding issues. There are the necessarily appropriation amendments there at the bottom of page 2. As I noted, we reduced by $25,000 the other funds, so that figure of $131,541 becomes $106,541. If you would please note that in the in the motion, that probably is in order right now to amend the bill.
Okay, accept a motion to amend the bill. Want to go ahead, Percy Wisnat?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that we amend the appropriations bill as recommended by LFO to HB 5080.
Okay, Rosie Wisnat recommends the amendment to HB 5020. Let's see.
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, this is another one of those where we have the old Ways and Means bill. We're amending that and putting it into the blank bill that is in front of you, which is 5080. So you're making amendment to House Bill 5080, but the original language is included in House Bill 5020. So effectively what this amendment does is make the necessary changes in the old bill and then substitutes the language, the blank language in 5080 with that amended language.
All right, so let me make sure I understand the amendment. The motion. The motion is to amend House Bill 5020 and then move that amendment into House Bill 5080, and it will include the budget note as you have, as has been indicated by Mr. Wilson, deleting the two words budget presentation and including actual figures for the general fund of that we will be deleting the figure of $1,224,260 or $264 and inserting the amount of $979,568, and we'll be deleting the figure of $31,839 and inserting in place of that $106,541. Is that your motion?
Yes, sir.
Is there discussion on that motion? Is there objection to the motion? Not so ordered. Those amendments will be made, and we now are dealing with House Bill 5080 as amended.
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee on to performance measures, and I think the executive director, Mr. Prinz, would probably agree with me that the three measures that they have listed here probably are not the best measures, and is willing to work on these in the interim. He inherited these three measures when he came on board. The first measure that was listed is the percent of recommendations in the long-range public safety plan that are adopted or implemented. LFO is not sure exactly what's being measured here other than the success of the commission in selling their recommendations to other parties, but it's the other parties that have the acceptance. So we are uncomfortable with this recommendation. The second proposed measure is percent of surveyed customers rating agency assistance good or excellent. This is a good measure, but we're recommending that as the Progress Board, DAS, and others work on those larger overall customer service measures that have been discussed, that though that would be the measure that's used in place of this. It may be the same measure by the time it's done. And then number three is number of website hits to access agency data reports. This is not necessarily a performance measure as much as it's a workload measure. One item, and this has come up before, I believe in the DA's budget. Yes, it was the DA's budget. But LFO thinks that this actually is a good entity to take a look at, creating one or more sort of public safety or criminal justice system-wide performance measures, and suggest that the commission look into doing that. We're also recommending another budget note here, which is one that has been amended into other budgets that basically say you need to go work on performance measures with the Progress Board and others and report back to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee prior to August 1st, 2006, a little over a year from now, for approval of new measures.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Questions? So, Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think, as the information indicates, I think it's only fair to say an earlier budget committee work, this agency, the performance measures were generally, they were the crime prevention things. And as we looked at that and it was going away, it didn't make any sense to carry those forward. They were not prepared at the time to add to that list. Those measurements went to children and families with that work, and they've got a responsibility now to move forward with some new measurement.
It's an agency in transition.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, that's noted. Further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I move that we accept concerning performance measures for this agency. I recommend we accept the LFO's recommendation for the budget note.
Representative, wasn't it moves that we accept relating to performance measure reviews on House Bill 5080, the budget note that has been proposed. Is there any discussion on that motion? Is there an objection to it? Motion carries, and that budget note will be included. Is there anything else we need to discuss before we move into a final motion on this budget?
I don't believe so, sir.
Representative Hanson.
If I could make just a comment. we're all aware of the growth of the corrections budget, the difficulties we're having dealing with problems like meth. This agency is incredibly important in terms of being like the think tank, the strategy development. This agency gives us probably the best chance of ever really getting ahead of the curve on the public safety system. And with the refocusing that's going on, I'm very hopeful that we can get some real good strategic decisions on how we should be moving through public safety, as well as because this is where a great deal of the policy should be developed, and I'm very hopeful that this that they'll be able to accomplish the task. It's our only real think tank or research development that applies to the whole public safety system, and if without this, then we're talking about the fragmented roles of the different departments. And this, I think there's some real opportunities here.
I certainly agree with that. When you're dealing with specific agencies, there's always a tendency to think that their positions is essentially promoting whatever it is their agenda. And you have the opportunity, Mr. Prince, to have an overview for the whole system. And we certainly would hope that there'll be serious consideration when you can into the whole process that we're utilizing for corrections. And you know, when you do, when you see the graphs, it can't be sustained. We cannot just continue locking people up, you know, for long periods of time and building more and more prisons. We can't keep up with that. And so there is an adage that there is no social problem that's not being successfully solved somewhere. And we hope that you'll find the best models and come back with some ideas on adjustments that can be made that will change the trends, and then Oregon can have an Oregon model that will break this cycle. And we know that there will always be criminals and there will always be crime, but there's a way to deal with it that will be less of a burden on society, and we hope that you can come up with that for us. Other comments? Representative Hanson?
No, okay. Other comments. Simple task, I hope. You know, if you're done halfway through the budget year, you can just
come in early.
You got rid of all these other responsibilities, so now you can focus on changing the world, starting with Oregon.
Yes.
Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just to continue this conversation again, the three of us during the phase one and phase two reviews of this agency, as I said, there were a lot of support for it. The problem is, and we, I don't know how we as the legislature can help them, but they got every new task that came along, they got stuck with that. And so we have to some way find out a way to keep them focused on their primary mission if we're going to really help our state and our public safety arena. And if they get a new task and they have to have people to do that tasking, or it's not, it's going to take away again. We're going to be back here next year in the same situation with no strategic plan for our public safety areas.
That's certainly true, and if we focus on their mission, then maybe we can help break the cycle of putting what are really unrelated programs under their responsibilities. But we'll see how that all generates in the next few weeks. Representative Boone.
And Mr. Chair, I'm happy to hear you say what I've been, my little mantra all through this session has been primary prevention works, and the more we focus on it and helping families be successful, the less we'll have to deal with on this other end. And with that said, I think that the transfer of the juvenile section to Commission on Children and Families is a great move, and I'm happy to hear my chair come with me on that one too, on the prevention mode, which I hear you say a lot. Sorry. And I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Without further discussion, we can entertain a final motion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that House Bill 5080 be as amended, move it to the full House Special Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Wisnett has made a motion that House Bill 5080 as amended be moved to the full House Special Budget Committee with due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, it is so ordered. Representative Wisnett, do you want to go ahead and carry that?
Sure.
Is there any other matters that need to come before this committee today? Seeing none, without objection, we are adjourned.
Public defense tomorrow.